Johnson here with you for the next half an hour before Claire Sherman takes to the airwaves between 1 and 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, we've talked many times on this show in recent months about how charities are struggling since COVID changed everyone's lives back in March. But there's an organisation locally who exist partly for the very reason to promote and financially help charities in the local area. You'd see them with buckets at supermarkets, you'd see them lighting up bonfire night events and also taking Santa and his sleigh around the local streets. They are, of course, Wickham Rotary, and despite many of their usual fundraising routes being unavailable, they are still raising money. And joining me to tell us some more is Tony Meaning, who is their president. Good afternoon, Tony.
Good afternoon, Hugh.
Thank you.
Sunny afternoon, is it?
Indeed, isn't it? It is a beautiful day, a little bit chilly, but very, very nice out there. Yeah. So, you know, without wishing to overstate it, I'm imagining that COVID and lockdown has been fairly devastating to your charity raising efforts.
I think you could say that. I think decimating might be better. The usual buckets in supermarkets, for instance, and the events that we have normally held have been cancelled. And what this new lockdown, this new period that it's extending beyond tomorrow is going to do, I really don't know. Our committees, we are well endowed with some very good workers on several committees who work unseen. We have, the last lockdowns, heavily supported OneCan, which is Wickham's own food bank, and a number of our members volunteer and work for it as well in their spare time. We have also been supporting Wickham Mind, which, as you know, deals with younger people with mental health and other difficulties, and their families. And that is something we mustn't forget. And the last lockdown closed them down. These face-to-face consultations were no longer possible, and it got very difficult. And we were able to help them in the summer get back on their feet. And without them, a number of families and younger adults just would be lost. We also supported the Wickham Homeless Connection, which, again, we don't seem to see very much of these days because you can't get out and support things through charity shops or the usual things. And lastly, and not least, the Wickham Women's Refuge, which, again, is forgotten because people don't like to talk about domestic violence, which, unfortunately, tends to increase in periods of isolation and lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, all of those organisations that you've mentioned, you know, all have such a crucial part to play during something like this. Particularly, you know, I mean, Wickham Mind, obviously, Wickham Homeless Connection, who I can assure you I have actually spoken to this morning on the show already, so they are still, luckily, and, you know, very much planning to continue their services during lockdown. But they're all so vital, and, you know, and the Rotary as well. The fact that actually one of your aims is, you know, is to support local charities. So, you know, it must have been a very, very difficult time. And I would imagine that particularly this time of year, where you probably would have been helping out and organising firework displays, and particularly, you know, Santa are probably about to get ready to go around the streets. And I'm imagining that those things just aren't happening at all.
Axed. Rather like the executioner's axe, the head has been chopped off. But we still need to think that this coming Christmas is going to be more difficult with the circumstances that we've now got, especially for people who are struggling. And so many families, and I would concentrate on families with children, who we don't hear about because they just struggle on. Mrs. May called them the jammed, just only managing. Fine, furlough down to 80% income or even no income at all. Rents, mortgages don't get paid. What happens? What are we doing? But we are still trying to collect. We would, without being too patronising, we would look to the people who are still working, who are still enjoying an income and being able to celebrate Christmas with their friends and their families, even if it is in isolated groups. Think about young families who are on their own, single parent families who are struggling. And of course, we mustn't forget the young people up at the YMCA at Cressex, who are going to be stranded at Christmas. We need Hi Wycombe, type it in, it'll get through. And we have a giving page organised. We have a very good treasurer, young Chris Harvey, who's absolutely brilliant. Another stalwart person in the town who most people never even heard of, unless they meet him in the professional line, is really our lifeblood, who's keeping us working. Without him and people like Ivor Beeks, who everybody will know from Wycombe Wanderers.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Really work hard. And they selflessly give their time, their money, and a lot of effort into making sure that that things aren't forgotten.
And I think one of the things that has been very heartening with regards to the whole situation is just how members of the community are helping each other. And so I think what you're saying is very important, that actually, you know, if you are lucky enough this Christmas to be having, you know, in inverted commas, a fairly normal Christmas, even if that's the new normal that we now talk about, then do think about others who are less fortunate. And certainly one of the things that you can do is to then give a donation to the Rotary. As you rightly say as well, you are on the internet. All you need to do is put into Google or a search engine Wycombe Rotary, and you do come up as the top result.
We do try hard. What you said is very heartwarming. We try to work undercover. I mean, people don't normally see us about, but I think now's the time to break cover and say, we need your help.
Absolutely, and just bear in mind that, you know, that you're not going to be able to go round, and, you know, and Christmas is one of those times very much that I think, you know, people do notice the Rotary, and we are always grateful because it does bring so much Christmas cheer when, you know, you're sitting at home sometime in December and you can suddenly hear, you know, some Christmas noises going on in your street and you wonder what, you know, first of all you think, what's that? And, you know, you look out your window and you see the Santa going by, and then you have one of your fantastic volunteers knocking on the door, and you know, as you say, this year that's just, you know, that's not going to be an appropriate way of fundraising, and so actually, you know, people going onto the website, that is a safe way that they can get you money.
If they also want to send by letter a donation, by or a cheque, for instance, I know a lot of people don't internet money, but they could they send it to you for you to forward on to us, or would you like my address?
Well, if we could have, if the Wycombe Rotary have an address, then that would work very well.
We have mine as president at the moment. Would you like that?
Well, certainly, Tony, if you're happy to give that out on here.
I'm fine. All I'm thinking about is trying to get some money into our coffers, because we are severely depleted by what we've been giving during the summer. And that is 253 Totteridge Road, at the top of the hill. Postcode HB137LJ. Just send something to me with an envelope marked for Rotary for Christmas. Fine. That will go straight to our treasurer, who will be administering and sorting out how anything we have left is divided amongst the Wycombe charities. I must emphasise Wycombe charities. The people in our town, the families, the children, and not forgetting the older people who sometimes get left out. We do help with them also.
Fantastic. Well, you do a wonderful, wonderful job. We are very, very, very grateful for everything that the Rotary does. So, once again, you can search for Wycombe Rotary, Rotary Club of High Wycombe, whatever you want to put into Google, you do come up as the top result. And 253 Totteridge Road, check sent to that address, that will reach you, Tony, and you'll pass them on to the Rotary.
I would be exceedingly grateful.
Fantastic. Tony, thank you so much for your time today, coming on and telling us all about the sterling work that you do. You know, it is wonderful that you support so many of the vital charities in Wycombe.
Well, it's our members, and they are the key. The workers that go out there and do it unseen and unsung.
Well, we are very, very grateful to you, Tony. Thank you for speaking to us today.
Love music. Love talk. Love Wycombe.